Do you believe this? This is Jesus' question to Martha, and I believe his question to each of us. Do you believe this, Jesus said, that he is the resurrection and the life, and that those who believe in him, though they die, will live, and those who believe will never die? I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? It's a great question for us to pose to ourselves in this season of Lent as we continue to move toward Holy Week. Lent has always been a time in the church to reconnect in our faith, to take a close look at our lives, and in the midst of struggle and turmoil, to lean into our faith, to hold fast to hope. The prophet Ezekiel was given the task, as all the prophets were, to speak God's word to God's people. And I've said before, but I'll say again, the job description, roughly, of a prophet is to comfort the afflicted, or if needed, afflict the comfortable. In the time of Ezekiel, the people of Israel were displaced. The Babylonians came from the north and conquered Jerusalem and the whole land. And instead of allowing them to be like in Jesus' day when the Romans conquered Israel and Jerusalem, they allowed the Jewish people to stay. But in the time of Ezekiel, they took them to Babylonia. It's called the Babylonian exile. And for generations, God's people lived apart from God's land for them. So much so that many of them began to lose hope. Their faith resembled dried up dead bones. No longer believing that God had a special place for them, or maybe even that God had just forsaken them. Asking questions like, if we are in this position of being displaced from our home, being cut off from our people, what have we done? Is there any hope? And so God takes Ezekiel into the desert, showing him this vast array of dried up and dead bones, dusty after generations. Mortal, can these bones live? God instructs Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones, to speak God's word to what seems to be completely dead. And so he speaks God's word to these dead, dried up bones. And he hears a rattle as bone begins to connect to bone, and sinews connect, and skin comes on to these bodies, and they're reformed. But just because the body has been reformed and remembered, they're not yet alive. So God says to Ezekiel, speak God's word and call upon the breath of God, the Spirit of God, to enter into these bodies, into these previously dried up and dead bodies. And so Ezekiel calls upon the Spirit, and the Spirit of God, the breath of God, enters into these bodies, and they become alive again. The people of Israel, a mighty and powerful group. Just like in the creation story, when God takes the dirt of the ground and forms the first person, forms Adam, Adam is just dirt until the Spirit of God animates his body and God breathes into Adam, and he becomes alive. Our human life is filled with peaks and valleys, and sometimes we find ourselves in a valley place where it feels like everything is a struggle, where worry and doubt consume us, and we lose hope, and we begin to despair. We can sometimes feel like we're walking around with a body but no spirit. Mortal, can these bones live? Can hope be restored? That's the same question that Jesus asks Martha. Do you believe this? And so, yes, we know the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Lazarus is gravely ill. They send word to Jesus and his disciples to come quickly because they know and they've heard the stories that Jesus has the capacity, he has the power to heal Lazarus. And they know that he cares, that he loves Mary and Martha, that he loves Lazarus. But he stays away for 2 days, and by the time he shows up, Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days. Now, we shortened the gospel reading for you. If you thought the reading today was really long, it actually was appointed for 53 verses. So keep reading. My favorite verse in the New Testament is from John 11, because after 4 days, Lazarus is in the tomb, and the old King James says, "He stinketh." Look it up. He's dead for 4 days, and Jesus doesn't return, not because he's indifferent or doesn't care about Lazarus. He does. But he knew that God was using one final sign, one final experience for the disciples and everyone to see the power of God on display. Because, spoiler alert, Jesus brings Lazarus back from the dead. But before he does, this interesting conversation that Jesus has with Martha. And she says to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, taken on its own, that's a dry bones statement. A statement of pain and suffering and loss, and maybe a bit of a complaint. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But she goes on and gives a powerful, faith-filled hope answer. "But even now," she said, "I know that God will listen to whatever you say." Martha, her brother in the grave for 4 days, still believes that hope is possible. And then she said that he will be raised on the last day in the resurrection, to which Jesus says, of course, the most powerful thing in this passage, "I am the resurrection and the life. And those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And those who believe in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life." Through Jesus, through his own death and resurrection, the promise of eternal life comes to fruition. That God's very promises in Jesus become a reality. That death is defeated. All the powers of evil and darkness are defeated. And it's not just that Jesus does it, he does it for us, for you. That in Christ, we don't have to be afraid of death. In Christ, the resurrection has already happened for you. He said, "I am the resurrection. In me, that promise is true." But he says, and the life. And the life. It makes a difference when we actually believe that the promise of the resurrection is for us. That's why Jesus says, do you believe this? Do you trust this? Have you really understood this? Because when you really understand that you don't have to fear death, that God's already got you taken care of, when you believe and trust that in your bones, pun intended, when you really grasp that, life is filled with blessing. In John 10, was one previous chapter, Jesus says, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. The abundant life that Jesus talks about is not simply an eternal life, where after our human body dies, we go to heaven. That's part of it. But it's the eternal life that we have access to right now. A life filled with abundance, abundant blessing, abundant joy, wonderful relationships with friends and family. When we look around at our world, and there's so many examples, we can see the dried up dead bones. We can see the sin and brokenness, the violence, the war, the deceit, the greed, all of it. But when we understand what Christ has done for us, then we can also see the abundant beauty and joy, and that I'm released from having to carry that burden because Christ has already won the victory. Christ has already defeated all of it for us, for you. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Let us have faith, and let us grow in our trust in the Lord. Amen.